From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama's deal to extend all of the soon-to-expire Bush-era tax cuts must still be approved by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, though the ball moved forward a bit today. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says the chamber could begin debate on the measure within a day or two. Reid also said there are plenty of other matters lawmakers also need to address in the days ahead.
We have lots of things to do, and we have a lot of nominations we have to try to work through. We just finished the caucus. We had a good discussion there on a number of different issues.
As for the White House, President Obama has brushed aside criticism from some in his own party that he was too eager to compromise with Republicans to get a tax deal done. Among other things, the tentative agreement will extend tax cuts for all Americans, including the wealthy, for 2 years. It would also extend long-term jobless benefits for an additional 13 months. President Obama signed legislation today providing billions of dollars for black farmers and Native Americans. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the money will go towards settling old claims of government mistreatment.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has acknowledged that it unfairly denied loans to thousands of African American farmers in the 1980s and 90s. Congress approved the second phase of a settlement last week, offering $1.2 billion to close what the president called an unfortunate chapter in American history.
This isn't simply a matter of making amends. It's about reaffirming our values on which this nation was founded, principles of fairness and equality and opportunity.
The legislation also provides about $3.5 billion for Native Americans who were cheated out of royalties for oil and timber on Indian lands. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Police seem to be making headway in solving the murder of Hollywood publicist Ronnie Chasen, who was killed last month in a shooting that shocked and puzzled many in the Los Angeles entertainment community. We get more from NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Ronnie Chasen was shot multiple times last month in Beverly Hills as she drove home from an after-party for the movie Burlesque. Speculation had centered on a Hollywood man who committed suicide when approached by the police for questioning. On Wednesday afternoon, Beverly Hills Police Chief Dave Snowden made this announcement to reporters.
The weapon used by our person of interest, Harold Martin Smith, to commit suicide does preliminarily match the evidence from the Chasen homicide.
Snowden also said they believe Smith acted alone and was not involved in a professional hit. They said they focused on Smith after a tip to the TV show America's Most Wanted was passed on to them. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Head of the government's top Wall Street watchdog group says her organization is taking a look at whether certain trading practices could violate the law. SEC Chairman Mary Shapiro says that would include the practice known as spoofing, such as when traders submit many bids and offers with no intention of actually carrying them out. On Wall Street, stocks closed modestly higher today. The Dow was up 13 points. The Nasdaq gained 10 points. You're listening to NPR. Police say a Baltimore man is in custody and charged with attempted murder and use of a weapon of mass destruction after trying to detonate what he thought was an explosive device at a military recruitment center. According to court documents, the man identified as Antonio Martinez, who also went by the name Mohammed Hussein, told FBI officials in October that he was seeking to attack and kill military personnel. In conversations on his Facebook page, Martinez told the source all he thinks about is jihad. Martinez talked with the source about shooting people at the center and was later provided with a van containing a phony bomb. An attempt to reform the nation's mine safety system failed to pass the House of Representatives today and appears doomed in the next Congress. We get more from NPR's Howard Berkus.
The bill that failed had the support of House Democrats and would have been tougher on mining companies with repeated safety violations. But Republican opponents considered it punitive, and the National Association of Manufacturers said it piled on more regulation of industry without giving companies incentives to fix problems on their own. Some Republicans also noted that it is too early to discern any possible regulatory gaps or failures indicated by the deadly Upper Big Branch mine explosion because civil and criminal investigations are still underway. Democrats tried to pass the bill with a special procedure that limited debate and prohibited amendments. Passage of the same measure in the next Congress is considered doubtful since it will have a Republican majority. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Housing and Consumer Rights Group has filed complaints against a number of big banks in connection with allegations they unfairly denied government-backed loans to buyers with low credit scores. National Community Reinvestment Coalition and complaints filed today alleging 22 banks, including Bank of the West and MetLife Bank, were involved. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.